Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. Buffalo Council President Darius Pridgen says he believes his city was targeted by an 18-year-old gunman who opened fire at a supermarket.
I believe this person came to this community to kill black people. He could have went to any community. He could have went to the community where he lives if it was just about killing someone. I believe it was a hate crime, racially motivated.
Authorities say the gunman is from Conklin, New York, and that he traveled some 200 miles to Buffalo to carry out the shooting that left 10 people dead and 3 others wounded. Authorities say they're investigating the shooting as a racially motivated hate crime. It happened in a predominantly black neighborhood. The gunman has been arraigned on murder charges. Authorities say he was live streaming with a helmet camera when he opened fire. Russian President Vladimir Putin told Finnish President Sauli Niinistö this weekend that dropping Finland's military neutrality to join NATO would be a mistake, as NPR's Frank Langfitt reports from Lviv.
Putin said joining NATO would be a mistake because, quote, there is no threat to Finland's security. Niinistö disagreed. He told Putin that Russia's demands that countries not join NATO last year and the massive invasion of Ukraine had changed Finland's security environment. Niinistö described the conversation as direct and straightforward and conducted, as he put it, without aggravation. Finland is expected to announce its decision to join NATO very soon. Meanwhile, Russia has suspended electricity supplies to Finland. However, the country only relies on Russia for about 14% of its electricity. Finland is expected to make up the difference by importing more from Sweden and producing more itself. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Lviv.
Foreign ministers from NATO's member countries are holding talks in Berlin this weekend with the focus on Finland's potential membership as well as Sweden's. Hundreds of people rallied in Ann Arbor, Michigan Saturday to support abortion rights, a demonstration one of many across the nation, as it appears the Supreme Court may overturn Roe v. Wade, which would mean a Michigan law would criminalize the procedure. Michigan Radio's Kate Wells reports.
Dr. Sarah Wallett is the medical director of Planned Parenthood of Michigan, and she told a passionate crowd that already her patients are scared and asking her questions about the law.
Why would someone make this illegal? Don't they know I'm a good person? Why are you letting this happen? Can't you fix this? I can't answer all of those questions, but I can tell you my heart breaks a little more every day when I think about a possible morning in the very near future when I would have to turn those patients away.
The 1931 state law criminalizes abortion, even in the case of rape or incest. For NPR News, I'm Kate Wells in Ann Arbor.
And you're listening to NPR News. A federal judge in Alabama has ruled to block a law that makes it a felony to provide gender-affirming care to minors. Kyra Miles is with member station WBHM in Birmingham. She reports on how the ruling is being received by families with transgender kids in Alabama.
U.S. District Judge Lyles Burke wrote he blocked the gender-affirming care ban because it would cause irreparable harm to children and violate parents' rights to care for their child. But when 15-year-old Alex, who identifies as trans and non-binary, heard the news, they were cautiously excited.
At first, I was really excited, and I was like, oh my goodness, that's so great that I can continue my treatment. But, you know, hearing that the rest of it is still going to stay in effect, that was kind of disappointing.
The judge did not block other parts of the law, including a provision that requires schools to tell parents if a child says they are transgender. Alex says teachers at their school are already taking down safe space signs in their classrooms. For NPR News, I'm Kyra Miles in Birmingham.
New Mexico's governor is asking for additional federal assistance because of the wildfires burning in her state. She has sent a letter to President Biden saying the federal government should cover the full cost of fighting the nation's largest wildfire because it started as a prescribed burn by the U.S. Forest Service. Weather conditions still making it tough to hold back the flames, but firefighting aircraft were in the air for a second straight day yesterday. Moon watchers are in for a treat tonight. A total lunar eclipse will last about an hour and a half. The best view in the U.S. will be in the eastern half of the country. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.